Patrick. Empty your mind, and your hat will follow. So please begin by transcribing the following 17 hats. And do hold on to your hat for the duration. Only the hat will remain. I'll explain later. The 10 Hats of Buddhism. A Zen Buddhist is not a Zen Buddhist, but a person faking paradox. And a person faking paradox is a fake Zen Buddhist paradox. And, quote, a Zen Buddhist is not a Zen Buddhist, end quote, is an attempt by a fake Zen Buddhist to fake a fake Zen Buddhist paradox. And the fake attempt of a fake person, who is, of course, a person and yet empty, not a person or even a Zen Buddhist at all. The Four Noble Hats of Buddhism. Which is to say, Zen Buddhism is fake. So to be a real Zen Buddhist, listen up, Neil, slave! You must be fake at faking the forsaking of Zen Buddhism and be a fake paradox, or even a fake. The two hats of Buddhism. Perhaps paradoxically, three fakes do not negate each other when they do. Buddha. The enlightened hat. They merely give nothing a cover. Love, Basho. P.S. My final and perhaps only coherent recommendation is that you always wear a hat. It will help one of you to appear as if you are flying above the dust in the wind, above the hatless masses. I'm giving up on the cold, a sturdy shtick altogether, and I'm heading to someplace warmer. Look for me there where it's warm. I'll be the one in the hat.